Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're talking about some rumors about a potential tie-up between Tesla and Toyota for an electric vehicle product. We have some news on the Tesla Semi, an update on the Tesla and Rivian lawsuit, and then an update on SpaceX. They did a test flight today of the Starship SN11. Strong day for Tesla today after breaking below $600 per share this morning. Tesla came back, finishing up 4% on the day to $635.62. That was in a red macro environment. The S&P 500, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ all finishing red, but the NASDAQ doing a little bit better than those other two indices at down just 0.1%. All right, first up today, we're talking about a report from a South Korean publication by the name of Chosun. They have reported that Tesla and Toyota maybe in the final stages of agreeing to a partnership to jointly develop a small electric SUV platform where, quote, Toyota provides the vehicle platform to Tesla and instead Tesla provides some of the electronic control platform and software technology onboard its vehicle to Toyota, end quote. Chosun cites their source as an official from the Japanese automobile industry on March 28th. So obviously a translated quote there, it's not exactly clear how this partnership might be split. I would first assume powertrain and software would go to Tesla, the rest to Toyota. But it does there say electronic control platform. Later on in the article, they mentioned ECU, which would be an electronics control unit. So I don't know, maybe it wouldn't include the powertrain. I can't really see a partnership making sense without that aspect though, especially given how far behind Toyota is on electric vehicles in general. Certainly their powertrain is going to be less efficient, less cost-effective than what Tesla is producing. The headline of this article does say partnership imminent, and they also say that Tesla and Toyota have reviewed this partnership since last year and are, quote, approaching the final stage. End quote. Those are most of the details from the article. The rest of the article seems to go on to speculate that this partnership could be how Tesla could eventually get to the $25,000 car, which of course Tesla talked about at Battery Day. I don't think any of that speculation is warranted. I don't think Tesla views any partnership necessary to get to that $25,000 price. And as for the rest of the article, I definitely remain skeptical as well. I've seen a few people in various places online say that this reporter is relatively reputable, but this report is just based on one source. And again, it doesn't sound like Tesla's powertrain would be involved, so no batteries, no motors. And not that Toyota couldn't use help from Tesla on software, I'm sure they could, but Toyota is just nowhere close to manufacturing enough electric vehicles for that to be the critical item at this point. On top of that, Toyota's management has been pretty negative on electric vehicles in their public comments, and those comments have been made while allegedly this partnership was being explored and solidified. I'm not sure that necessarily adds up. So most of these are from Toyota's side. From Tesla's side, I do think actually partnering on software would be ideal. Tesla's mostly battery constrained right now. That will almost certainly be the case for the rest of this year, probably the entirety of next year, maybe even the following year as well. So from Tesla's perspective, I could definitely see wanting to partner on some software and electronics control type of stuff. That seems feasible for Tesla, but for Toyota, that doesn't seem to go very far in terms of being able to make an electric vehicle profitable. In fact, probably works in the other direction. That being said, there is a bit of familiarity here between Tesla and Toyota. Of course, they worked together previously on the Toyota RAV4 with the Tesla powertrain, but that is maybe not the most supportive argument of a potential partnership here because that project did end up being canceled. A couple years after that, Toyota ended up selling their stake that they had in Tesla, which they had taken around the time of that RAV4 announcement. That was also around Tesla's IPO, so Toyota had a $50 million stake in Tesla at about $3.40 per share on a post-split basis. So that stake, that $50 million stake, would be worth about $9 billion today if they hadn't sold. Probably the last thing worth mentioning on this is that Elon has consistently said that Tesla is open to partnerships. Last year he tweeted, quote, Tesla is open to licensing software and supplying powertrains and batteries. We're just trying to accelerate sustainable energy, not crush competitors, end quote. So as we've talked about, for Tesla, I don't think powertrains and batteries make sense at this time, despite Elon's tweet there. For everybody else, I'm not sure any of the other elements make sense, aside from maybe autonomy, which wasn't specifically mentioned here, but could be included in software. But many elements of this, including the details here, make me very skeptical of this report. All right, next here, we're continuing a conversation from yesterday on the Tesla Semi. Remember, Elon Musk had tweeted a response to a question on the status of the Semi, as well as if convoying or platooning would happen this year, saying, quote, we are too cell constrained right now, but probably okay next year, end quote. Now today, Elon has replied to a Tasmanian article about the 10 semi-truck order that we talked about yesterday, saying, quote, demand is no problem, but near-term cell supply makes it hard to scale semi. This limitation will be less onerous next year, end quote. So Elon, with both these tweets, seems to be making an active attempt to reduce expectations for numbers for the semi this year, even though I think they're already pretty low. Nevertheless, we do have a report from Electrek today that says that they have confirmed with reliable sources that Tesla is working on a limited production line in Giga Nevada, which, when complete, could produce 5 semis per week. Now, obviously, that's pretty limited production. That could be about 50 a quarter, probably a couple hundred a year. It's maybe about $40 million. obviously inconsequential to Tesla's financials. And if this is all Tesla has planned for this year, maybe that makes sense why Elon's trying to hedge expectations or lower expectations with these tweets. And then maybe sometime next year, Tesla actually starts full volume production of the Semi over at Giga Texas. Again, I don't think that's really different than what most people had expected, but I guess it also doesn't hurt for Elon to be lowering expectations on the Semi, especially if this new production line is going to be up and running relatively soon, which people could then potentially misinterpret or extrapolate to mean volume production happening soon as well. Next here, we've got an update on Tesla's active lawsuit against Rivian. We had discussed this lawsuit in full back in August. I'll link to that episode if you want to learn more about the lawsuit. But Tesla is claiming that Rivian hired former employees of Tesla that had stolen intellectual property for Rivian. Elon at the time had said, quote, they were doing bad things, so we sued them, end quote. Anyway, the case is being heard in California's Superior Court in Santa Clara County. Rivian had asked the judge to dismiss the case, but Bloomberg has now reported that the judge has declined that request, so presumably the case will be heard and a ruling will be made. Alright, next here an update on the whole Volkswagen situation. Remember yesterday we had talked about a leaked press release which said that Volkswagen was rebranding to Volkswagen, V-O-L-T-S wagon. Volkswagen did end up posting that actual press release today in its final form. Volkswagen did make this sound like a full rebrand, adding that Volkswagen would be placed as an exterior badge on all EV models. But late in the day today, CNBC has reported on this, saying that this is an April Fool's joke from Volkswagen, saying that, quote, a source familiar with the plans confirmed the details to CNBC, saying a follow-up announcement is expected from the company by Wednesday morning, end quote. Okay, Volkswagen, I mean, great April Fool's joke, way to really sell it by posting it 2 days before April Fool's Day, and I guess even posting the correction a day before April Fool's Day. That's not really how it's supposed to work. Sure, you're gonna get more attention doing it that way. But yeah, it's not too hard to generate press and to generate news if you just make stuff up, and then when people talk about it, you just say, haha, I was just kidding. So I guess I'm glad that VW has enough sense to not actually change their name to Volkswagen, but it's also pretty annoying to do an April Fool's joke in this way. Just imagine if every company started doing April Fool's jokes just kind of whenever they wanted to, sometime around April Fool's. Anyway, I did have to at least chuckle a little bit at CNBC's follow-up on this. They wrote, quote, media outlets, including CNBC, reported it as news after it was confirmed by unnamed sources within the company, who apparently lied to several reporters, end quote. The palpable sense of betrayal there from CNBC was pretty funny. All right, lastly today, just a quick update on SpaceX. They did attempt the Starship Serial Number 11 test flight this morning. Super foggy morning in Boca Chica, so we couldn't really see much on the live stream, and SpaceX's camera feeds cut out as SN11 was coming back into land, which unfortunately did not end up happening. We don't have a ton of details yet, and again, it was hard to see with the fog, but it seemed like the flight may have been terminated a little bit early. In other words, for some reason, SpaceX may have decided to blow it up before landing. Elon afterward on Twitter saying, quote, something significant happened shortly after landing burn start. Should know what it was once we can examine the bits later today, end quote. So the next Starship adventure will be Starship Serial Number 15. Elon said that'll roll to the launch pad in a few days. SpaceX is skipping over 12 through 14 because SN15 is a significant design change, which Elon is hoping will cover whatever the problem was with SN11 today. If that's the case, hopefully it won't be too long before we see that SN15 test flight. Elon today also gave us an update on booster number 2. The booster system will eventually pair with Starship. So he said booster number 2 with engines on orbital pad before end of April, it might even be orbit capable if we are lucky. So we may get to see the first booster test flight next month. Of course, as we have previously talked about, booster number 1 is really just meant for production planning purposes. Won't actually be used for a test flight. All right, so with that, we will wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday, March 31st episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.